Hi, this is Bob Decker, volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona, with this week's Listener Beware. Over the holidays, you may have received, or bought, a gift that needs to be returned for one reason or another. Today I'll be reading articles from the Federal Trade Commission and the Better Business Bureau that discuss holiday returns and some ideas on how to make the process go smoother. In our first article from the FTC, we'll look at how store policies on timing and necessary paperwork might affect your returns. What to Know About Holiday Gift Returns by Colleen Tressler of the FTC, Division of Consumer and Business Education, December 28, 2023. Returning a holiday gift? Check out store policies, gather receipts, don't delay. Learn more. If you got a gift this holiday season that wasn't quite right, you may be looking to return it. Here's some advice to make the process go more smoothly. Check out store policies. Return and exchange policies vary by store, and many stores won't take returns or exchanges after a certain time, like 30 or 90 days. Policies and deadlines are often printed on the back of receipts. Don't delay in returning your undamaged item to have the best chance for a refund, exchange, or store credit. You might have to contact the manufacturer to return a defective or damaged product after the seller's return deadline. Understand return shipping costs. If someone bought your gift online, search for the seller's return policy. Pay attention to who pays for shipping. If you have to pay, you might be able to save on fees by returning the item to a local store. Use the gift card exchange websites with caution. These sites let you sell or swap cards, as well as shop for discounted cards. But always read about exchange websites before selling or buying a gift card. See what others have to say. And make sure that the exchange has a post-purchase guarantee that ensures cards are legitimate. Gather receipts. Returning or exchanging an item in-store often requires documentation, and maybe an ID. Take the item, receipt, and original packaging to the store. No receipt? Expect a store credit, often for the lowest sales price. Ask to speak with a manager. If you have a problem, a supervisor or customer service representative will likely have more flexibility and authority to resolve the issue. For more information about getting your money back, read Solving Problems with Business, Returns, Refunds, and Other Resolutions. While you're at it, sign up for the consumer alerts at ftc.gov/consumeralerts. It's the best way to keep up with the latest from the FTC. In our next article, the Better Business Bureau provides a few more ideas that you might find helpful to ease the process of returns and some alternatives to consider. BBB Tip: Holiday Returns and Exchanges. Holiday returns aren't easy. BBB's tips should help to make your holiday returns more smoothly. A majority of consumers make at least one return each holiday season. With so many shoppers making returns, it's important to remember that stores set their own rules when it comes to refunds and exchanges. Stores are not legally required to accept exchanges or give refunds unless the merchandise was defective or misrepresented. While most retailers do offer refund and exchange programs, policies vary greatly from one store to another. Be sure to double-check policies this holiday season, even if you're familiar with the brand, as stores can change their policies whenever they want. The following tips should help to make your holiday returns run more smoothly. Research retailers beforehand. Look up the business on BBB.org to check its rating, reviews, and complaints before purchasing, especially if you're unfamiliar with a retailer. This can help to resolve issues with returns later. Get to know store policies. Before you make a purchase, find out if the store has a return policy, and if so, how it works. Understand that many retailers change their policies for the holiday season. If the store allows returns or exchanges, find out if you need to pay a restocking fee. Ask the seller if they offer cash refunds, exchanges, or only store credit. Store policies are usually posted at the checkout counter or printed on the back of receipts. Understand online store return policies. If you are shopping online, search for the seller's return policy and read it thoroughly before clicking buy. Find out if they accept returns or exchanges and who pays for the shipping when an item is returned. In some cases, you can save on shipping fees by returning an online purchase to the local brick-and-mortar store. Get the details on a product's warranty. Most electronics and home appliances come with warranties that are to be fulfilled by the manufacturer and not the retailer. Find out how the store handles returns and repairs if an item stops working or needs replacement parts. Will the retailer ship the item to the manufacturer for you, or will you need to deal with the manufacturer directly? Knowing the answers will leave you well prepared for any future issues. Use credit cards for extra protection. Paying with a credit card may offer additional protections on returns or disputes, especially if there is an issue with a product or the retailer. Shopping in a vintage store. Keep your receipt and packaging. Most stores will only accept returns and exchanges if you can present the item with its receipt and its original packaging. Always include a gift receipt with items you give, and hold on to any gift receipts that you receive. Know the rules for returning gifts without a receipt. Returning gifts without a receipt can be tricky. Without a receipt, most retailers offer store credit or an exchange rather than a full refund to your original method of payment, especially if the item is marked down or on clearance. Bring your ID. Many stores ask to see your ID when you return an item to avoid holiday return scams. Sometimes retailers require you to bring your ID and the original form of payment. If this is the policy of the store where your gift came from, you may need the assistance of the gift giver in order to be reimbursed. Make returns in a timely fashion. Almost all return policies are valid during a specific time period. Some stores modify their return period during the holidays, so don't risk missing your chance to make your return. Take the item back to the store without delay. Watch out for return scams. Be on the lookout for fraudulent return policies or suspicious third-party return services that promise to handle the process for you. Always follow official channels and platforms when returning items. BBB serving the Fall Line Corridor, BBB serving the San Francisco Bay Area in Northern Coastal California, and the BBB of Western Pennsylvania contributed to this article. With the new year, you might be considering options to make changes to simplify or improve your phone service. With smartphones extending service areas to cover most locations, many people have dropped traditional landline service to economize or just simplify things. Our next article from Reader's Digest provides thoughts on keeping a traditional landline and some information on what some of the jargon used to describe services is. Reader's Digest. Going old school with a landline can be a smart call in certain situations. For better or worse, we've become increasingly reliant on technology, both in our personal and professional lives. This is especially true when it comes to phones, as a whopping 98% of Americans now own a mobile phone, according to Pew Research. And according to a 2022 survey by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, only about 29% of U.S. adults still own a landline, down steeply from 2004, when more than 90% of adults had one. The massive swing over the past two decades is likely due to mobile phones' ability to communicate from virtually anywhere instead of being limited to a home. Many Americans just can't justify paying a monthly fee that seems, well, antiquated. Problem is, cell phones are great. until they aren't. Anyone who has been unable to charge their phone during a brief power outage from a thunderstorm or a snowstorm, or who was affected by cell service outage, knows life can grind to a halt when we lose access to calls, texts, and emails. Read on to learn about the advantages of a landline and how to get one. It may be time to rethink landlines after all. Also referred to as POTS, an easy-to-remember acronym that stands for Plain Old Telephone System, this trusty old tech may serve as a lifeline in the event of a mobile service disruption, including natural disasters, when you most definitely want to keep in touch. "Actually, I still own a landline," concedes Tony Anscombe, Chief Security Evangelist for ESET, a leading cybersecurity company. "It's mostly because I live in a house that's remote, so we still use the copper for internet and phone service here." A landline can be a life-saving backup if your mobile phone service goes down, which happens from time to time on all the major carriers, whether because of a random service outage or one caused by inclement weather. AT&T customers, for example, experienced a wireless outage for several hours in February 2024 due to what was billed as a coding error during network expansion. In September 2024, Verizon suffered a major outage, and 2 months later, so did T-Mobile. Hurricane Milton, a Category 4 hurricane that hit the United States in October 2024, caused 12.3% of cell service to be down in areas of Florida impacted by the storm, according to the Federal Communications Commission Disaster Information Reporting System report. AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon were all affected, as were other carriers. How could a landline help in an emergency? Landlines work better during power outages because they receive power directly through the phone line, which is separate from the household electricity grid. Therefore, the phone company's backup generators and the power the lines, even when your home power is out. Another advantage in an emergency situation. Landlines allow emergency services to become 911 caller origin more easily than an enhanced 911, also called an E911 call, on a cell phone or smartphone. That's because mobile phones aren't associated with one fixed location or address. That said, enhanced 911 calls have improved over the years, thanks to improvements in carrier services, GPS tracking, and dispatching equipment, which help emergency service pinpoint your location. While it's getting better, an E911 call on a smartphone doesn't provide your location as accurately as a 911 call on a landline. Whether you're right on the headset, near your exact address, even if you can't talk, says Anscombe. What is a landline? Before we discuss why you might want a landline, it's helpful to understand the technology. POTS. A POTS system, aka traditional landline, was the standard form of telephone service from the 1880s to the fairly recent past. If you're over 40 years old, you likely grew up with one of these in your home. This technology almost always uses copper wires to transmit your voice, which is converted into analog electrical signals and then converted back to audible sound wave when it reaches its destination, allowing the person you're calling to hear your voice. While telephone users may think they're calling someone else directly, behind the scenes, there is an extensive network of interconnected telephone lines, switches, and an infrastructure to enable communication between POTS lines. As you may have seen in old movies, switchboard operators, usually female, played an important role in routing calls until the 1960s. Over the past couple of decades, digital and internet-based communications technologies took over, though landlines were still used in business environments until fairly recently. The benefit of POTS. While POTS lines have declined in popularity since the rise of cell phones and smartphones, they are still common in regions with unreliable or limited internet access. They're also ideal for critical services like emergency lines and home or business alarm systems that demand high reliability. In case of a power or cellular outage, I can see the appeal of a landline, as it should still work, unless you only have a cordless phone at home, which would also rely on power, says Carolina Milanese, president and principal analyst at Creative Strategies, a Silicon Valley-based marketing research firm. Also, good luck in trying to remember anyone's phone number if you lose power on your smartphone, she adds with a laugh. We've grown reliant on everything being stored in our smartphones. Landlines are also essential for connecting devices like fax machines, which are still heavily used in the healthcare and financial industries today, as they're considered secure and dependable means of transmitting crucial and sensitive information. Plus, compared with mobile phones, landlines are less likely to drop calls or have poor reception, often have better sound quality, and are generally easier to operate for aging adults, especially among those with dexterity challenges. An exception to the sound quality benefit is the cordless phone, which may sound worse than a mobile phone, especially older models that could have static and such, Milanese says. Anscombe says another consideration is that some fall detectors, like the Lifeline products, often worn on the lanyard or wrist if someone at risk falling, may require a landline for the device to call someone in the event of a fall. This is something to keep in mind before considering the cancellation of landline service. I also think there's a perceived security around owning a landline, especially for older folks, adds Anscombe. They could get rid of their landline, but many won't, as they know they can pick up the handset and it just works. He adds that his mom falls into that category, but if I asked her when the last time she used her landline was, it would probably be years ago. The disadvantages of POTS. Landlines can be difficult to find these days, as some telecommunication companies have ceased or limited their offerings. Because demand has subsided, the cost for a POTS line could be higher than a few years ago, even upwards of $50 a month. Additional charges may apply for features like long-distance calling, caller ID, voicemail, and other add-ons. This isn't always the case, though, counters Milanese, who says the only reason she still has a landline is because she gets the service for free from her mobile and internet company. I don't think I ever used it, to be honest. Other downsides. You're limited to using the landline at home. And it's not a given that you'll get service. Because fewer people now own a landline, the FCC is phasing out requirements for phone companies to provide landline services. In many new homes, builders aren't even installing phone jacks. With this cybersecurity expertise, Anscombe provides one more advantage to smartphone compared with a landline. Cordless phones are also less secure than smartphones, as they're more susceptible to eavesdropping and open to other vulnerabilities. What's the best alternative to a landline? If your internet service provider or TV company doesn't offer a landline service, you can research the companies in your area that can still provide one. A quick Google search may do the trick, or you can ask neighbors which service they use. Still striking out? Consider the following alternatives to a traditional landline. Consider a VoIP line. If you're having trouble finding a POTS provider, the alternative would be to use a VoIP phone, which uses the internet to make phone calls. VoIP services are often more cost-effective than landlines, especially for long-distance calls, and you often get free features and add-ons such as voicemail, three-way calling, call forwarding, and caller ID. Use messaging apps, websites, and smart speakers. Another option is to leverage messaging apps and websites to make free phone calls to others. But the caveat is, the person you're calling must be on the same service as you. Popular options include WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, Skype, FaceTime, Zoom, Google Meet, Signal, and Microsoft Teams. These services support video calls and file transfers, and they offer other benefits. If you have power and internet connectivity, remember you can place free audio calls using a smart speaker, such as an Amazon Echo or a Google Nest device. Simply say the wake word, like Alexa on Amazon devices, or Hey Google or OK Google on Google Nest speakers, followed by dial and give a 10-digit number. No smartphone is required. Consider backup power. Both the VoIP phone and messaging apps require power and internet access. While there's little you can do if your Wi-Fi or wired Ethernet connection fails, such as if your internet service provider experiences an outage, you can invest in a backup solution for your devices should you be without power. Similar to small and portable generators or power banks that juice up a smartphone and other gear, larger battery-based power generators can keep appliances, computers, medical devices, and other equipment running for days. A rechargeable battery-based generator may be better than a gas one since it can be used indoors, is quieter, and doesn't produce carbon monoxide. SOS satellite services. If your mobile phone can't access cellular towers because your carrier's network is down or you find yourself off the grid, such as in the woods, both Apple and Samsung support emergency satellite SOS services on the latest iPhones and Samsung Galaxy phones, respectively. Free for now, this feature first connects you to satellites via on-screen instructions. From there, you can type text-based messages to emergency services. You can also share location information and a description of what's going on. Mobile phone carriers, including AT&T and Verizon, are also offering emergency satellite support on certain devices. Some satellite-based internet services, like Starlink, also support calls in emergencies. But be aware that the dish, router, and other equipment will require power. On the topic of satellite connectivity, Anscombe says the school his partner teaches at has satellite phones for use in case of earthquakes or other natural disasters that can knock out power or cellular service. When pressed about these phones still requiring power to use, Anscombe says they're always charged up and ready to use should an emergency occur. About the experts, Tony Anscombe serves as the chief security evangelist for ESET, a leading cybersecurity company founded in 1992. One of his specialties is in mobile technologies. Carolina Milanese is president and principal analyst at Creative Strategies, a Silicon-based market research firm. If your choice is to go fully cellular with your phone service, you may be considering purchasing a new phone. Our last article from Meter Digest provides some ideas on what you might do with your old phone. Reader's Digest, What to Do with Old Cell Phones, by Lisa Rowan, updated May 14, 2024. Don't know what to do with old cell phones? Don't throw those old phones away until you've checked out these ideas that can give your old cell phone new life, even if only for parts. Use number one, not your grandma's alarm clock. Make your old cell phone's permanent bedside companions with an app that can help you fall asleep or ease you into your day. Try Carrot Alarm, a fun twist on an alarm clock with witty dialogue, songs, and an innovative wake-up system. Or download Bzzz to help guide you into a deep sleep and then gently wake you up in the morning. Since there's no need to schlep that extra phone around all day, leave it bedside to recharge. But don't keep charging it all day. Number two, a simple home security camera. Use that built-in camera and a Wi-Fi connection to turn your old phone, tablet, or laptop into a security system. Download an app like Presence or, as Popular Science suggests, set up a separate Skype account on an old laptop and set the program to automatically accept incoming video calls. This will allow you to call home from the office or the commute and check on your pets whenever you like, with no complicated software to set up and no price to pay. If you're replacing your old phone because of the battery, there are ways you can preserve battery life on your new phone. Number three, baby monitor on call. Old cell phones or tablets can make a great baby monitor, especially when you're traveling and want to check in. Try an app like Dormy. Once connected to Wi-Fi, the app will alert your current cell phone if the little guy starts making noise. You can even smooth your babe remotely by talking back to them. Number 4. Make reading more accessible. Download a simple reading app to your old phone and hand it off to the kiddos. They'll enjoy looking like mommy or daddy while they learn. Number 5. Donate your device. There are many organizations that can benefit from selling your refurbished or recycled device. Try donating to Cell Phones for Soldiers, which buys troops prepaid international calling cards and provides emergency funding to veterans. They'll even wipe your old cell phone clean of all your personal information first. Or try Hopeline from Verizon to benefit victims and survivors of domestic violence. They'll accept devices in any condition from any cellular provider. Want to wipe your old device first? Try a factory reset. Number 6. Create your own fundraising campaign. Looking for a way to raise money for a nonprofit organization? Selling old devices can be an easy-to-manage fundraising program. Try sites like Gazelle.com to create your own fundraising page and encourage your community to trade in old cell phones, tablets, and computers. They get cash and your organization earns a 15% commission on every sale. Number 7. Fight spousal abuse. Spousal abuse centers will distribute old cell phones to women and children who are in abusive situations so they can use the cell phones to call for help in the event of abusive situation. This works because all cell phones are required to allow you to dial 911, even without an active service plan on the phone. Call your local police station to find out how and where to donate. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Bob Decker, a volunteer reader at Sun Sounds of Arizona. Thanks for listening. A reminder that if you miss a program, you can get it on demand. You can also take Sun Sounds with you on our stream, on demand, or on the Sun Sounds app on your smartphone or home device.